and His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank You, Father, for another day. We thank You, God, for Your presence this morning. Hallelujah. Thank You, God, for raising us up today. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. But Father, we thank You, God, that You awakened us this morning that we might praise and glorify Your name, O Lord. God, we love You. We thank You, God. Thank You, Lord, for allowing me to be here this morning to represent You, O God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray, God, You touch lives everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. And help us to do Your will, Father. Not ours, but Your will, Father. In the name of Jesus. And God, we love You and we thank You. And we bless You, God, for looking out for us, oh God. Even while we were down, yet You were there. Hallelujah. To comfort us in times of trouble. We love You, Lord, and we thank You. And God, we give You all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Bless all those here, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give You praise. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a nice clap. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's such a blessing this morning to be here. Some of you maybe know me and some of you don't. I've been preaching now 37 years the gospel of Jesus Christ, and be down at Finley Park quite a bit and preaching and ministering to the lost. And you might say, well, who are you? I want to share my testimony with you. Is that okay? Well, I'm originally from Elmira, New York, way upstate New York. The last of 9 children. My father stayed on the road. I wasn't raised by him. And being where I was from, we were always trying to, how can I say, and we see it a lot of times today, you know, sometimes you do a lot of things to be accepted. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And I used to do things to be accepted by those that were in my community and those I grew up with. And so as a young child, at 6 and 7 years old, I was doing drugs. Come on. Yeah, that's real young. Doing drugs. And I can see right now my brothers and sisters laughing at me with a bong. They had a bong and they had me, here, Russell, here. Let me see what you're going to do. And I would suck out of that bong. And they laughed at me. Did not know that they were destroying my life. And they were destroying theirs too. And as I grew up more and more with drugs and violence and gangs and stealing and fighting, you know, my life was shattered. My life, I was on my way out as a young child. And yet my mother, she's from Charleston, and she took us up out of there. She says, we got to get out of here. See, sometimes in order for change to take place in your life, you got to change your environment. How about they call her? Hallelujah. And my mother, she grew up, you know, in the church and stuff. And she had her issues going on with alcohol and things. But I still remember to this day her marching us to church like we were soldiers. Going to church of God in Christ. And I remember as a child seeing folks in there dancing and praising God. I didn't quite understand what I was seeing. But some seeds were sown in my life as a child. And yet one day she said, we got to leave from here. Russell, I got to get you out of here. Because my life was almost over, all of us. And she brought us to Charleston. I'll never forget it. Brought us to Charleston. I'm here. I am the first time in South Carolina. And I felt like I was in a strange land. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I mean, just the way the folks talk was different from the way we talked up north.
Right.
I didn't say I was better than y'all now. Okay? It just was different.
That's right. That's right.
And I wanted to go back to New York.
Uh-huh.
But listen, I want you to hear this close. Because it's important. Because my mother kept telling me, Russell, you need Jesus in your life. And I was listening, but I wasn't receiving. Until one day in Somerville, I got with some friends of mine. And we was hanging out and quote, having a good time and getting high and getting drunk. And I remember getting sick on a step in an apartment complex. And all of a sudden, something started happening to me. And I could not breathe. I was losing oxygen, and my friend next to me, I said, look, I got to go. Something ain't right. There's something happening. And he was like, what's wrong, Russell? I said, I got to go home. And I remember making it back over to the apartment. And when I got to the apartment, I barely opened the door and I fell on my knees and I couldn't breathe. I was grasping for air, and my mother came, she was at the table, and she had gospel music playing. She had Andre Crouch playing, "Will You Be Ready When Jesus Comes?"
Right now.
I remember hearing that gospel music, and I could not breathe, and she looked at me and she said, "Russell, it's done caught up with you. The drugs and that wild life is caught up with you. You need Jesus in your life." I can't breathe, and she's preaching at me. And before you know it, she kind of helped me up and put me over to the couch and laid me on the couch. And I still was grasping for air. And she looked at me and she said, "I'm not calling the ambulance." Mama didn't do that. Ooh, boy. Here I was grasping for air and couldn't breathe. And I felt like I was on my way out, and I kept hearing that gospel music. I couldn't stand it. Let me tell you something. When you're living in sin and you know you're about to get up out of here, let me tell you something. Boy, you don't want to hear all that stuff because you get convicted. Come on. I was convicted. I knew I was going to hell. I knew it. If I died, I knew I was going. And thank God for mercy of mama. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
He came over and helped me up off of that couch. He said, "Look here, I'm helping you to my room." And she literally was dragging me to her bedroom. And she had a bed there in that, you know, a bed that didn't have no fancy place because we was poor. And at that bed, and she put me on my knees and took her Bible and put it in front of me on the bed. She says, "Now call upon the name of the Lord," and slammed the door. Left me right there. And here I was grasping for air because I couldn't breathe. And I started crying and saying, "God, don't let me die. Lord, save me." I started crying out to God, "Lord, save me. Save me. Don't let me die." Asking Jesus to come into my life. And after a while, I don't know how long I was in there, but something happened to me. Hallelujah. Before you know it, I was breathing just fine. And all of a sudden, I felt this wonderful presence come over me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It seemed like whatever what was going on, it was gone. It's like, boom, it was off of me. Hallelujah. And it's like the Lord began to talk to me right there in that bedroom. And before you know it, my mother, she called her pastor. And by the time they got there, I was standing up on my feet praising God in that bedroom. Hallelujah. At 17 years old. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, and it's amazing when my old friend would come around. "Russell, come on, man." I said, "Look here, y'all better get away from me. I done gave my life to Jesus." They tell me, "But you better quit playing with God and come on here." I said, "I ain't playing. I ain't playing. I'm serious about it. I ain't going to hell. Hallelujah. I'm going to serve the Lord." What about you? And they realized I was serious. Hallelujah. I said all that to say is that, listen, God ordained you for a divine purpose.
Yes. 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 Yes.
You are not here just to be here. You serve a purpose. Just as I have been through a whole lot and been preaching the gospel for 37 years now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'll tell you something. Jesus is coming.
Yes, sir.
Jesus is coming.
Yes.
Yes. Let me just read a scripture because I can be here all day. But I know y'all, you know, anyway. Proverbs chapter 14. I want to read a verse. Verse 12. Proverbs 14 and 12. The scripture says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. The Bible even says there's a, you know, every man's way is right in his own eyes. But you know what? It's the Lord who orders his steps. We're living in a society, in a world where people are doing their own thing. They say, well, it's okay to do this, and it's okay to do that, and they keep doing this, and they keep doing that, and they fall into a hole, they get in trouble, and this and that. God has not planned that for you. It's God who desires to order your steps and mine. The Bible says, you know, listen, there are afflictions and things that we'll experience. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Whatever you're going through right now, you might not like it, but I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes we got to go through something in order to get free. Hallelujah. You might say, well, I don't understand and this and that. Listen, you can be doing good and still be going through, and God can be using that to strengthen you and to condition you to be a witness to somebody else.
Yes. Yes.
Look here I am preaching the gospel. Had a restaurant downtown called Wings to Go at a gas station years ago. Started hearing about the economy and so on and so forth and blah, blah, blah. Well, economy collapsed. I had to lay off everybody. And I mean, it's like I started losing money. It's like, Lord, what is going on? I could not understand. You start looking at yourself like, what did I do wrong? And it's not necessarily that you're doing something wrong. It's that God is preparing you for something else.
Yes, sir.
I don't think y'all heard me.
Thank you, Lord.
But at the time, I couldn't understand because I was taking all my resources just to keep the doors open, and it didn't work. Before you know it, I was broke and homeless. I was like, God, what did I do wrong? Why is this happening to me? But see, sometimes you must be careful what you pray for. When you start talking about God, use me, so on and so forth. You always, some folks always thinking about being behind a pulpit. But listen, sometimes God will allow you to go through the fire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that when you come out,
yes, sir. Yes.
You can be a living testimony.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I don't think y'all heard me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Glory to God. Sometimes you go to the fire, you won't be burned.
That's right.
You might feel the pressure. I couldn't understand it. Why did this happen to me? And see, we always say God used us, but a lot of times God will allow you to go through something so that once He bring you out of that,
yes,
now you can talk to somebody who's going through something out of experience. The same God that brought you out will bring you out. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
it happened to me. People say, well, what did you do? I started praying, God, what do I do? Before you know it, I was fixing lawnmowers out of the trunk of my car. Let me tell you something. Nothing happens till something moves. If you ain't moving, you're going to get stuck. You're going to be off the light. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Suppose be waiting for something to come to you. You can't wait for it. Go after it. Hallelujah. Yes. Before you know it, I was fixing lumber out of the trunk of my car. Hallelujah. Before you know it, I had a hotel room. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Cooking. Uh-huh. And before you know it, the building that I'm in now, I was sleeping on the floor there. But God allowed all that to happen for a purpose. Not only to strengthen me, but to be a strong witness to those that are going through all kinds of trouble. Because see, sometimes you go through trouble, you feel like God is forsaking you. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. You might go through the fire, but you won't be burned.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Sometimes the flood waters might come in, but God says, you are gonna sail on this water. Amen. There's some just saying, but you don't understand, but I've been battling the drugs and this and that for a long time. God is trying to get your attention.
That's right.
Freedom just don't become free.
That's right.
You gotta give your life to Jesus Christ. You got to mean business. When you mean business with God, He'll mean business with you. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
And I promise you, change will take place in your life. And God will elevate you big time. Not out of pride, but God will use you to be a voice of deliverance to somebody else who sits in darkness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And before you know it, God, the word will come to pass where He says, I'll bless your going ins and your coming out. I'll bless your basket. I'll bless your store. I'll make you the head and not the tail. I'll make you the victor and not the victim. Hallelujah. Before you know it, you're praying and rebuking devils. Hallelujah. And telling the devil himself, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn. Hallelujah. For my heritage is of the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, I saw all that to say to you, don't give up. You're too legit to quit. Come on. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
Because see, sometimes when you go through the fire and different things, you start feeling like, why is God doing this to me? And so on and so forth. Sometimes God allows you to go through things to purge you from things that will destroy you. You ain't going to have it good all the time.
That's right.
Come on. Mm-hmm. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Hallelujah. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Come on.
That's
right. Many are the afflictions, not a little bit. It comes to all of us because God is purging us and God is making us better. He's chipping at those dark areas of your life that you don't like, you don't really talk about too much because you don't want nobody to know. God knows everything about you.
Yes, He does.
What's done in darkness will come to light.
Yes, He does. Yes.
Come on. Somebody say, He's working on me. Come on, say, He's working on me. Hallelujah. He's chipping at things in your life from the past, and you've been hurt or you've been abused or whatever the case is. Don't let the devil use that as an excuse not to live right. Don't use that excuse to stay down. God didn't create you to be down. God created you to be up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Sometimes you gotta speak to your infirmities and you gotta speak to your circumstances and tell your circumstances, I will live and not die. I shall declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And my labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. Peace taking you. Hallelujah. I'm getting down right now, but I'm getting back up. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God.
Yes, God.
I'll tell you, sometimes you got to play handball or something. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it.
Yeah,
do something. And that's right. To do a good life of medicine.
Yeah.
I don't think y'all heard me.
Yeah.
Look here. Look here. Y'all don't mess me up now. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in Him. And be glad in Him. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in Him. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Y'all stand up on your feet.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Even when things ain't going right,
yeah,
we're going to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God on the highest.
Yeah, God.
On earth, goodwill.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for another day.
Yeah.
For yes, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
And God, I pray, Father,
yeah,
for those that have been really struggling, God, been wondering if you really love them.
Jesus.
God, we know you love us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You love us so much that you sent Jesus to die at Calvary's cross for our sins.
Thank you, Lord.
And God, I pray for every soul here today, God, that you'll strengthen them, God, in Jesus' name. Even though they're going through, yet, God, we know you're able to bring them out of darkness into your marvelous light. Work in their life, God. Work in every soul, because we know your kingdom is at hand. We know, but we have but a short time left, God. We see the signs of the times. Hallelujah. We know things are about to happen. I pray, God, you strengthen every individual here, Father. May they leave this place, this sanctuary, changed, inspired, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for every last one here, someone struggling. I come against the powers of darkness. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. I command you to let them go. In Jesus' name, loosen your hold. I command.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm, glory to God.
Yes.
Devil can't have you.
Yes.
God, we bless your name.
Thank you.
We thank you right now for all that you're doing and what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus. Bless this ministry, Father. That it spreads all across the state, God. Your presence, your word. God, we love you, and we thank you right now.
Thank you.
For it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You can be seated. I'm going to share this last thing here. I'm going to share this testimony. Years ago, I had a vision from the Lord. Hallelujah. I won't share the whole vision, but I was in this auditorium, and I want y'all to hear me close now. I was in, looked like a movie theater type auditorium. There's a bunch of Christians out there in this auditorium. And I was actually on this side. I was standing here. And all of a sudden, as I looked up, there was no more ceiling or nothing. I could see the sky. And an angel appeared next to me, standing there, a little bit short of me, pure white, and his eyes were red like fire. And he began to tell me what was getting ready to take place. And before you know it, you said, told me the rapture. And people were being raptured up through the up into the heavens, left and right. Not everybody that was in that auditorium went.
That's right.
There was many that were left behind. And I'll say this before I get into the others. See, just because you go to church don't mean you saved.
Right.
Just because you do religious things don't mean you're right with God.
That's right.
Jesus is your answer.
Amen.
But anyway, as I was there and I saw these people raptured left and right up into the heavens, I looked at the angel like, am I going? Oh, don't y'all look at me like that, because I know y'all would have said the same thing.
That's right.
I looked at him like, am I going? And he smiled at me. And before you know it, he went up in the air, and boom, I was up in the air behind him. And as I got, I don't know, it seemed like maybe 50 to 100 feet up in the air, a demon grabbed me by my leg, come out of nowhere, and was trying to pull me back down. He was yanking on my leg. And in the air, I was trying to get him off of me. And the angel saw what was happening. And he looked down, saw me, and all he did was did like this. And that demon went tumbling back. Let me go. See, just because you're saved don't mean the enemy won't attack you.
That's right. That's right.
I don't think y'all heard what I said.
That's right.
Even when you're on your way to heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But nevertheless, I got free and we went up and we bust through this huge cloud and I seen angels everywhere. They were giants. They weren't like him. They were huge. They were everywhere. And I remember asking him, what are these? He said, they are warring spirits sent to work on behalf of the saints. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. You got an army that you can't even imagine that's on your side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They were huge. They were everywhere. I mean, multitudes of them. And after a while, he looked at me like it was time to go. And we bust through the clouds. And I remember seeing the tabernacle in the wilderness. And I remember we came down and I walked inside. And I remember seeing the candlesticks here. And just the presence of the Lord was in there. And I didn't want to leave. I remember going through that veil and walking into the room that was the Holy of Holies there. And I was just there in awe. And the floor was like smoked glass. It was just awesome. It's kind of hard to describe with words. And I remember standing there, just in awe. And after a while, the angel looked at me like, it's time to go. And I knew it. And I remember as I was leaving, you know how you don't have a camera, but you're taking pictures with your eyes and stuff I did not want to ever forget. And as we left, we went back up in the air, and before you know it, we were at this dark place. It looked like a mountain, like a giant mountain, but it was very dark. And we came down, and I looked at the angel like, where are we, or where are we going? And he just looked at me, and he stuck his hand out, and I grabbed his hand, and we looked at this mountain, and before you know it, we walked through the mountain, and I saw the lake of fire. As I stepped through the mountain, it was this giant, huge lake, huge of liquid fire. I didn't see anyone, but I heard thousands and thousands of voices screaming my name. Russell, help me! I mean, like being in a football stadium with people just crying my name for help. And I had no desire to help them. I'll tell you why. Now, as I was there, they still were screaming. I didn't see anyone. They were screaming for help left and right. And the angel wanted me to touch this liquid goop. And I didn't want to. I didn't want to touch what I was seeing. And he nudged me. And I remember getting down and scooping that. Oh, it was so horrifying. And it's like, I didn't want nothing to do with that. And he left me there, just standing there. I wasn't scared at any time. See, when you're in the presence of God, even though all that's there, fear can't dominate you. He ain't had no place. I mean, I was secure. He left me. And I remember still hearing all these people Didn't see none, screaming my name for help. And I remember just like looking at this amazed, photographing with my eyes. It's like, I'll never forget this. And before you know it, the angel was there and said, it's like, we got to go. He took me out, and I remember asking, I said, can I share this? He said, no. First he told me no. And I pleaded with him, please, please. He said, only if you tell the truth. I said, I will. I promise, I will. And there's some more to the vision, but he took me out of there. And we ended up back at that auditorium. But to this day, I ask the Lord, why didn't I have a desire to help those people there that were calling my name? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, because in hell there is no mercy. Think about that. That's why I wasn't feeling no mercy, because in hell there ain't no mercy. It's over. They're waiting on judgment day. I said all that to say to you, make sure you're on the right side with God. Because you ever get on the wrong side, I'm going to tell you that there ain't no second chance on that side. Hallelujah. If you're going to serve God, serve Him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Amen? Because the kingdom of God is at hand. And time is running out for a lot of people. And for you that know the word, be a witness for Jesus. You ain't got to be in no church to talk about Jesus. Come on, amen. You need to get out there where you work or wherever you at. Share Jesus with somebody. I ain't talking about Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Come on, somebody. We ain't talking about religion. We're talking about Jesus.
Yes.
He's the way to the Father.
Amen.
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 Now stand up on your feet again. Sister Karen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, I love you all. I hope that you are inspired today to live for Jesus, to do His will. Because we're in the last days, y'all. For real. And some of you, the enemy wants to take you down because he knows you're a threat to him.
Amen.
Your testimony is strong.
That's right.
You might be down now wondering, saying, but God, I don't know. Does he really love me? Yes, God loves you.
Well,
many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. And sometimes you're going through what you're going through to get free.
Right.
Just make sure you're doing the right thing in that process.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bow your heads right there, okay? Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you for your presence again.
Thank you
for all that you're doing in this ministry here, God. Continue to use it mightily, God, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you. We thank you. Thank you for my sister here, Lord. And thank you for all those here, Lord. Work in their lives. Those that are struggling today and battling with the temptation of drugs and different kinds of things and alcohol. God, bring deliverance to their lives now in the name of Jesus. We agree right now. We come against every power of darkness. Satan, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to let them go. I rebuke all drug addiction now. I destroy you, Satan, in Jesus' name. Pika Boroko Sitai. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody's battling with cocaine right now, in Jesus' name. I rebuke that evil spirit in the name of Jesus. I command you, Satan, to let them go.
Oh, yes, Lord. Authority over you.
In Jesus' name. We take authority over you now.
Lord, yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Alcoholism, right now. We come against that addiction. In Jesus' name.
Yes,
somebody just keeps drinking and drinking. You're losing everything over trying to feel good. Let it go.
Yes.
Let it go.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Somebody just got out of jail. and they lost everything and wondering how are they going to make it. I'm here to tell you that God said he's got your back. He's got your back.
Oh yes.
And it might be a process. Because you got to learn how to appreciate what you have now. Because what you don't appreciate in life, you'll wind up losing. What you really appreciate, you'll learn to take care of. Hallelujah. God, we bless your name. And God, we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. For it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.